This is CliffCentral.com.
And here he is. What's up, Mr. Brown?
Yo, what's up, man? How you doing?
Am I cool enough to hang out with you? I don't know. Like, is that... Yeah, probably not.
Yeah, we've hanged out before, man. Yeah. I've been on your show before, man.
Am I still cool enough?
So, yeah, for sure, man.
Yeah.
For
so what's been up, bro? What's the story?
Man, it's just work.
So
studio,
much.
Studio.
Yeah.
You know, and... kind of like studying the game, man, because the industry has changed a lot, man,
yeah,
you know, and it's no longer just about the music now, you know, it's about the vines and trending, you know, and
I feel like you've always had this insight though.
Oh man,
that it's about more than just a song, right?
Yeah, no, of course, but you know, it's on a larger scale now. It's crazy now, you know, like how the internet has just taken over now, you know, and of like when I'm talking about maybe, let me say it's not just about the talent.
Mm.
You know, it's about everything else but the talent.
That,
you know,
goes so, with it.
Yeah, that goes with it.
Yeah.
You know? So it kind of made the industry a bit more tougher.
Mm.
You know? But it's a challenge, you know. It's a challenge that I'm looking forward to, and I've been looking forward to it, you know.
But and you're in it now. It's not like it's going to start tomorrow and the challenge starts tomorrow. The challenge is now. It's been, and you've cut through a lot of that.
Yeah, man, you know, but there's a lot of challenges still, man, you know, that we all go through that people don't see, you know. But we're taking it a day at a time.
What do you think it is the very unique thing that you bring to the mix?
Creativity. You know, because I write all my songs and they're all conceptual, like this song. It's about a guy who's just going crazy over this DJ and telling the guys who always request songs to let him be, let him play. You know, yeah. I think that's what I bring in, you know, and my versatility too, you know. Yeah.
It's dope. I mean, creativity is a big buzzword that a lot of people use. How do you cultivate your creativity? How do you keep it growing? I came across this really fascinating study the other day that like kids at the age of like 4 or 5 or whatever, they're more creative than they'll likely be in the rest of their lives.
Wow.
Because life is going to happen to them and they're going to get boxed. So how do you cultivate your creativity? I mean, very sort of existentially, it's like there's a garden of creativity and some people water it and some people don't. What do you do to water yours?
Man, I experience life, man. You know, I live.
And you're open to that experience.
Yeah, I'm open to that experience. I mean, creativity is everywhere. Life, I mean, as an artist, you actually tell stories about what's happening, you know. Like I just explained, the song is about... this guy going crazy over a DJ and telling people who love requesting songs to let him be and let him play because he always plays dope music, you know. That's something we all go through as DJs, where while you're playing your set, people will come to you and ask for certain songs, you know. And maybe like it's 2 people out of 10, 8 people are enjoying your songs and there's just 2 who are like, hey, please play. I mean, I once got a request for me to play a hip-hop song, and I was playing house, you know. So it was kind of crazy, man. So that's how I cultivate my creativity. I just live and experience, and yeah.
I dig it. Hanging out with Gino Brown, more with him other side of this as we catch up. Kelman on CliffCentral.com. Hanging out with Gino Brown, we're trying to figure out now. It's like 3 years since I've seen you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a long, I don't even know. What's the big difference?
Man.
Has there been a label change? Has there been like a whole...
With me?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I started my own label.
Yeah. Well, that's quite a big deal.
Yeah. Started my own label. I have a son now.
Oh, wow. That's cool. I mean, that would probably be the biggest change, right?
Yeah, that's the biggest change. That's the best change, man.
Really?
Yeah. I have a son and changed my life. And yeah, man, just a lot of things, you know. A lot of things have changed, you know, good and bad.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, that's that's a good way to answer that question, because there would be good and there would be bad.
Yeah.
But the son thing is pretty cool. And everyone that becomes a father tells me that they just take stuff a little bit more seriously.
Definitely.
Yeah, like you just want to be better.
It's not about you anymore.
Yeah.
It's not just about you anymore, you know. It's about the life you brought to this world too. So your hustle becomes stronger. And your mentality, you become wiser.
Mm.
You're supposed to become wiser. There's still guys who who don't become wiser, who don't change. But yeah, I became wiser, you know, and hungrier, and because you don't want to disappoint the little man.
Absolutely. You know?
Especially if you want to be a role model, man.
Yeah. You
know? Yeah. Because he'll be looking up to me, man, and the next 5-6 years, he'll be like, Daddy, what you do?
And what is your plan in the next 5-6 years?
Man, I want to own a restaurant.
Oh, you really want to get into the restaurant business? Isn't that hard?
Dude, I love food. I love cooking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that's one thing. Now you want to deal with the staff and the whole...
Oh, it's cool, man. Okay. I'm all up for challenges, man. You know what I mean? What's life without challenges?
Absolutely,
you know?
Yeah.
That's how you get to know who you are and how far you can go, you know? So, yeah, I want to own a restaurant.
Cool.
Funny thing is, I don't want to sign any artists. Like, I've never wanted to sign an artist, but I always want to work, like, collaborate.
You know?
Do a whole album, you know?
Yeah.
Like how Quincy Jones did it, you know?
Mm.
Yeah. Collaborate internationally, you know, new artists, though, you know? And just a lot, man. I want to do more. I want to do so much, you know? I want to do a lot.
It's very cool.
Yeah.
What is it that if people remember one thing from this conversation that we've had 3 years later from our initial conversation, if they remember one thing and take one thing away from this interview, what would you want that to be?
Me owning a restaurant.
Tell me about this restaurant. You're so in this restaurant headspace. What are you going to have on your menu? Where's it going to be? What's it going to look like? What's the vibe here? Speak it into existence.
Well, I've been speaking it into existence, but I'm afraid that if I speak, my ideas are going to be stolen.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, pasta's pasta. I'm kidding. I don't know if there would be pasta there.
Oh, no pasta. No pasta. You know, something different. You know, like I've been doing my research on in terms of what South Africans eat.
Yeah.
And what I can offer.
Cool.
You know, because I want to open a restaurant that caters for people who love food.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not like a whole lot of restaurants, you have an Italian restaurant, you know, people love Italian food. No, mine is food. So there'll be Italian food, not pasta though.
Yeah.
We'll see. Maybe, but with a twist, you know.
Yeah.
Nigerian food.
Dope.
You know, Zimbabwean food.
Cool.
You know, have you ever had Zimbabwean food?
No. Dude. I've never even been to Zimbabwe, yeah.
Oh, but there's a whole lot of restaurants here, man.
Yeah, it's bad. I'm waiting for you to open yours.
Have you had Nigerian food?
What's the thing that I've had?
Jollof.
Yeah.
Jollof rice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So somewhat connected, yeah. But I mean, I'm waiting for you to open your restaurant.
See, African food, we need to explore and give more of African food, you know, because
absolutely.
See, the first thing you spoke about was pasta.
I know, it's lame. But I was actually thinking this last night when I was on Uber Eats figuring out what to have for dinner. There's like no South African sort of... Well, I mean, there's chains that are South African, like Steers is a South African brand.
Yeah,
but it still makes overseas
exactly.
food. Yeah, conceptually,
Exactly.
Well, that's exciting.
We always talk about that, man. I was asking my friend, I said, okay, we go to Sandton, we won't even find one African restaurant.
Yeah.
That needs to change.
Yeah,
we're in Africa, you know?
Yeah.
It needs to change. We need to be proud of who we are, and we need to, people need to experience what Africa has to offer. Africa has so much. Actually, I want to travel across Africa and taste all these different types of flavors and foods and then incorporate them into my restaurant as well.
You want to jack other people's things?
No.
I mean, what is that even? And musically, what does the rest of the year look like?
Man, I'm excited and nervous because... There's a couple of projects that I'm working on, you know, I'm working with like a couple of artists, some known, some unknown, you know. I don't know if I want to do an album. I just want to try push my brand more.
Yeah.
You know, before releasing, you know, on a large scale. Maybe singles before an album. So, but yeah, there'll be more Gino Brown stuff, man. Hip hop, house, Niger, Afrobeat, you know, pop.
Dig it.
Yeah. Variety of stuff.
It's been very, very cool to touch base. And I know that you share a lot of your journey on social media. So how do people connect with you online?
On Twitter, it's @GinoBrownMusic1, the number one. Instagram @GinoBrownMusic1 and Facebook, Gino Brown.
Cool.
That's it.
I dig it. Well, I'll see you in 3 years. We'll touch base in 2021. We'll do the interview at your restaurant.
Yeah, yeah, that would be dope.
And we'll be speaking about the album that you weren't sure.
Yeah.
Very cool hanging out. Gino Brown, thank you so much for stopping by.
Peace, man. Thanks. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.